I sat in the garage surrounded by the furniture I'd acquired over the years, waiting for the removal van to transport everything to Adelaide, where I planned to meet it the next day. I had started to panic. The proposed pickup time had gone by hours ago, and I had cancelled my flight booking. By the time the B-double truck did arrive, it was cold and dark, and my cat had been in an airline pet pack for nearly 5 hours. I couldn't call on anyone in this small country town where I had bought a house 3 years ago, only to rent it out 6 months later and relocate to Townsville. In absolute desperation, I persuaded Mick, the driver, to take us with him overnight. Otherwise, I would be stranded. I was 65, and this new move was supposed to settle me down after a few years in the wilderness, when my husband died unexpectedly in the arms of another. I climbed up into the cabin, a feat in itself, and put the cat on the floor at my feet. Mick told me that he would make one stop only at a petrol station where I could buy myself a coffee and sandwich, which would have to last me until we reached Adelaide. At my age, I would have to use all my powers of distraction, especially as I was allowed to drink coffee but not allowed to pee for 8 hours. Mick had another rule. There was to be no nattering. I looked out the window into the darkness, tears welling in my eyes, and promised him that I wouldn't utter a word. From the moment we hit the open road, Mick never stopped nattering. He came from a large family and shared their stories, which made me realise that his job might be pretty lonely at times after all. He had kindly turned off his CB radio in case the language offended me, and I owed him, big time. Every now and then the cat would mew sadly while I reflected on how unpredictable my life had become. About 2 hours out of Adelaide, I told Mick where I wanted him to drop me once we hit the suburbs. "Oh, I don't go right into Adelaide tonight," he said. So at 4 a.m. I rang my nephew, who drove 20 kilometres into the hills to pick us up. After 3 hours sleep, I met Mick again when he unloaded the furniture at the unit and then disappeared from my life forever. If I'm ever driving on the Western Highway now, I think of what an amazing experience it was to travel overnight with Mick, and always look out for a big green B-double, just in case it's him. The cat never did fully recover.